Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. My friend, my confidant, and not really. Actually, I just know each other pretty well.
Fine. I just dropped a notch. I was fine with the friend confidant thing.
Confidant gets a little bit.
That's
too far.
Yeah, three times a friend nominee, but never a confidant.
See, there we go.
He keeps plowing ball. He's trying to drown me out with the music.
I'm just embarrassed.
Hey, you know what? I really appreciate you, Cal. Cal does a wonderful job for us. We really do appreciate Cal. We don't give him enough kudos
for his friendship.
He works hard. He really does, guys. We know that he rolls in here early and make sure the studio's set up. And what people don't realize, we went live a few times. Everyone's like, oh, they just go in there and do it. No, Cal gets the board set up. Our signal goes to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Then it goes up to Minnesota, right?
Yep, and then over to ABC, to Westwood One in New York.
And then it goes up to the satellite, and then goes down to the affiliates.
It's really
Isn't
cool.
that interesting to know that's how this is all done? It's just ping, 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 ping.
And like in seconds.
Yeah, less than seconds, in milliseconds. But if you want to go live, you can go onto our website and go live. But that's really interesting. People always say, when I tell them that, they say, that's fascinating how it works. And sometimes I go live on our Facebook or my Instagram or something, and which is Frederick Penny One, by the way. You can go ahead and follow my Instagram. And I'll show what Cal does, and they're like, wow, I didn't realize it's there's that many little instruments that he has to deal with and play with.
Not a little buttons, and that's fun. I love to switch it.
Especially the kitty bumps. We do our third hours. Let's just throw some kitty bumps in, the new ones. Throw some new kitty bumps in.
I want my toy. Time to pay me now.
Yeah, time to pay me now. That is the that is the cutest little person, and I wonder
what. Radio laptop. Who told you that? I think Brad's the best.
That's the one. Let's end right there. We can end on.
Ladies and gentlemen, grandparent bribery of grandchildren is alive and well in the United States, and especially in this studio.
Yes. That's a four-year-old, cutest little four-year-old that comes in and says those butts kitty bumps. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in on anything or everything we can talk about. Remember, this is an exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show, but we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Go to our website and hear the disclaimers, because those are really exciting. We are going to do a case or no case here in a second, but after that, we're going to do the Deshaun Watson answer to the complaints against him, talk about the world's biggest divorce, and Denise is going to talk about that. And then we got two Supreme Court cases to talk about, children connected with murder, and Federal Trade Commission power. The Supreme Court has come down on some opinions on this, and believe it or not, this is very, very interesting. Even though it sounds, the Supreme Court, this is not in the news, not crazy all over the place, but these are very important things that we need to discuss. But before we do that, we're in our third hour and our third case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Edward Kearney. I got that wrong. Let's start again. Let me look at my script again. Edward Rigby from Kearney, Nebraska, was in a bad state. He just finished treatment for possible prostate cancer. Then he got a call from his work at the meat processing plant. He had overstayed his sick leave. Ed's doctor told him the surgery wouldn't fully heal for another few weeks, and that would leave him with some complications. But he said to his supervisor, look, I just saw the ad on Facebook. You're looking for people. How come you're firing me? And the supervisor said, well, you can reapply. So he did. But he had an embarrassing issue, leakage. Because when you get prostate cancer treatment, I don't know if you know this, but you buy adult underwear because for men there's a little leakage problem. So he wore it to the plant for his interview, and the underwear failed. Now, Ed had to wear sweatpants around the underwear, black sweatpants, because it was so much bigger, couldn't get his pants over it. And when he stood up to leave, when he realized he was having a problem, his sweatpants fell down. So there he was.
Talk about some poor events, this guy.
In the personnel office, after the hastily postponed interview, his pants fell down. There was a leaky adult underwear, and he just knew if he got the job back, he would never live it down. He ran out, cleaned himself up, went to his attorney and said, "The manufacturer of Depends let me down. I need that job. Do I have a case, Denise Dirks case,
wow,
or no case?"
So it is basically Edward versus Depends.
Yep. Well, the manufacturer Depends. By the way, names changed to protect the innocent, but there's a major manufacturer of Depends that I'm not going to say. So, yeah.
We're not saying it's Depends.
Sounds like the answer is contained in the name of the manufacturer.
It does. I was thinking the same thing. Well, that depends.
Kimberly Clark is the name of the manufacturer of Depends. So if there were a lawsuit against Depends, it would be against Kimberly Clark. FYI.
I thought that Depends was Procter & Gamble.
Well, they own Kimberly Clark. I don't know, but Kimberly Clark was the manufacturer at the time this issue came
arose.
Up. Yes.
Or fell down. Okay. So the question is there a what is the responsibility that adult underwear garment has as to it? And I don't think that that's the problem here. I think the problem was the sweats falling down.
Well, what about the employer? Do they have a responsibility in this case?
Well, I think that it could be versus the employer more than it could be against Kimberly Clark, quite honestly. I think the lawsuit against his employer is, they discriminated against him and fired him because of a condition that he had that was a surgery. So I feel like they would have had to accommodate him, and they would have had to, even if it's unpaid leave, at least keep his job open. That's my feeling. So if we're talking versus the employer, then I think he would win against the employer. It's harder, though, if you look at this person versus Kimberly Clark or Depends.
But we don't know. We don't know what his lawyer advised him to do. He just went to the lawyer and sought counsel and said, "I think it's the underwear people that let me down." That was his approach to the lawyer. But if the lawyer had a better idea, I'm sure he would have told him.
Okay, with that, I'm going to say no case.
Okay, Todd Kunim, what say you?
Well, I'm trying to think of what lawsuit, kind of a claim he could bring. A defecation of character came to mind, but I don't know.
Here we go, off the rails.
No.
This is hour three.
Even if it was a case, I think it stinks. So I'm going to say that this might be a real scenario, but I'm going with no case.
Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. Mr. Penny, what would you say about this one?
On a scale from 1 to 10, you're an 8. Okay, I'll stop right there.
Thank you.
I don't get that one.
I didn't get that either, Denise. I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. No clue here.
That's
either.
That's a way homer. You'll get it on your way home.
Okay, we'll do that during the break.
Thank you.
Denise, you and I are looking at each other like, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the situation. The most important thing to know is this is, if it's not a case, we're just telling you, we're not saying Depends has any issues with their diapers, right? We're not saying that.
No.
This is just a scenario that he is using to discuss a possible case. Now, here's how we do this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking, come on, you're a lawyer, talk logically. No, the first thing you do in a case like this is you figure out strategery. And you figure out what Cal Hunter's mental capacity is. It's all about
limited.
And we got to figure out whether or not what Cal Hunter is doing or not doing in this case. Is he tricking us? And what the thing I'm looking at, and the most important, you're an 8. Oh my god, I just got it.
Terrible.
Well, when we come back, I'll give my opinion. I'm going to pull a Denise and take some time. You're an 8. Depends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back in a minute. Yep. Cal, bring us back.
Okay, well, we'll try to get the train back on the rails here momentarily on rails.
This point. portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. Who told you that?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
All right, leakage problem, case or no case? Let's see here. Okay, I get it. It's so off the wall. I'm going to have to say it's a case, and I'm going to have to say, it just because it's so bizarre, I'm going to have to say it's a case, and, like you say, Denise, I think that there's an issue of, I think he can go against his employer,
yes.
But he's not going to win anything against the company that makes the adult underwear. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm telling you this.
So you're saying Case?
Case.
He wins against the employer.
Well, if, no, if there's a, no, I'm saying he will not win against the diaper company.
Okay.
So that's all
I'm
saying.
So he loses.
Against the diaper company.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is I don't think people are very aware of the challenges of prostate cancer victims. I think that we have a lot of publicity for breast cancer, for children's cancers, for, you know, all these other things. And I don't think people talk very much about what men with prostate cancer go through. This scenario that I told you about, which is not a case, by the way.
Oh,
this scenario
I told you about.
Yes!
Told you about.
Happened, both said no case?
Yep.
Happened to a very, very dear associate of mine, but not at a plant, at his school. Walking through the hallway, had the underwear fail, down go the sweatpants in front of his kids, and there's the shop teacher in a diaper.
Oh.
And it was just a humiliating thing. Now, there was nothing to be done. He was retiring at the end of the year anyway, but the point is, but he said, it just humiliated him for the rest of the school year. He was now Mr. Underpants. He was now Daddy Diaper. He was all these names that
right.
cruel kids could come up with.
Right.
So I just wanted to tell you, when you think about all these things, just remember people who are victimized by this disease, because it's not good. And by the way, Kimberly Clark is a fine company. From my searched archives, I could not find them being sued for their products failing. I just wanted to make that clear. I had to, because someone brought up their name. Right. They are the people who make Depends. That was the parent company.
Right. And to protect Depends, I called this topic, this case or no case, urinate adult diapers.
Perfect.
There you go.
Very nice.
Go.
Very nice.
Yes, we're in no way. That's why I wanted to bring that up. There's no way.
So innate, like I-N-A-T. Yeah. You're innate.
Well, all I got to say is...
You guys are killing
we
me.
We support Depends.
Yes, that's right.
Because we talk about it all the time. We
and it's
Depends.
Just a matter of time until I'm going to need some. So.
tell the truth, Cal. Come on. I saw the package over there.
We saw your sweats come down.
Deshaun Watts, speaking of which...
I was on TV at the time.
Speaking of which... Deshaun Watson, continue, Todd, you're talking about this defense's turn there for them to answer the complaint against the 22 lawsuits filed against him, again, innocent until proven guilty, and we were going through at the very end of last hour, Deshaun Watson. I know we're not supposed to keep running in the 1 hour after the next, but this is important in this case because he needs to be heard, but he basically they're saying, number one, seven people. Watson after the alleged incident, right?
That's correct. You know, look, the whole idea behind this, I understand the need to be a little bit more descriptive in your responses than just saying, I don't think it would have done much for Deshaun Watson in the eye of public opinion. It might have been legally correct, might have been legally sufficient to file a response that says,
we deny it all.
Mr. Watson denies all the allegations in the complaint. Let's go ahead and move to the next phase of litigation.
Right.
Okay, I get that. But, you know, that's just a general denial. It doesn't do much. And so he has to, for the court of public opinion, include, look, this happened here, this happened here. And mind you, and Denise, I think this is something you and I were talking about here, because I raised the point that, look, it was a little concerning. If you have 22 potential plaintiffs, and let's say you have, hypothetically, I'm just not referring just to this, but let's say you have... evidence that you put in your response of the way they acted contrary to their alleged damages for, say, 16 of them, hypothetically.
Right.
Well, I think that anybody in the public can say, okay, that's great for the 16, but if there were 22, that means there are six additional for which you don't have anything other than a general denial. So maybe you're admitting that those are, and I can see people making that leap, but there's something specific in this response, and it has to do with how much information they had and how long they had it before they could file a response. What was
that's
that?
Exactly right. They didn't know until a week before the response
wow.
was due. They did not know the plaintiff's identities
yeah.
or the actual terms and, you know, dates and specificity.
Didn't know the claims made, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not right. I'm
right.
sorry.
And so
it's not.
It's remarkable that they got information in a week of this many things. And so one thing that was sure to happen here, I think, is there's going to be an amended response once right. more information comes. And I think the defendants will seek leave to amend their response to add more information.
In the first page of the response, after issuing the... Deshaun Watson generally denies everything before they get into the specifics. There's this language they say, and I quote, "However, in the few days since Mr. Watson has learned the identity of his accusers," which was within a week,
right.
"his legal team has already uncovered evidence that numerous allegations in this onslaught of cases are simply not true or accurate. For example," and so what they're listing in the response is what they've been able to procure
in a week
since learning the identity. I agree with you. I would expect to see an amended response,
right.
if there is, to allege additional information.
Including five plaintiffs are claiming told others they wanted to get money out of Watson, that they're claiming this is a money grab. They bragged to friends about it. And he continues to be adamant, saying that there was no improper engagement of any or conduct of any type in this situation. And we're not jumping on his side, but the fact is he's had a week. Come on, this is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Radio Law Talk. It comes out so fast that they have hardly any time to protect themselves. And also he says, "I don't deny that at times that, you know, yeah, you're partially nude sometimes when you get a massage." So, you know, they're saying he doesn't deny that. Well, okay, who would, right?
Plus, he doesn't deny that he would prefer to have a female masseuse over a male masseuse.
So what?
That's also
sure.
something that would so be what? Very normal.
Too many mixed signals. I mean,
All right, we're going to talk about this next week probably, but we'll move on to world's biggest divorce when we come back.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here, right now. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Elizabeth City, North Carolina are demanding answers following the deadly shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. He was killed on Wednesday while sheriff's deputies were serving a drug-related warrant. They're angry because police body cam footage hasn't been released yet. Passwatank County Sheriff Tom Wooten.
Bear with us. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your pain. I know that the community is hurting.
Seven sheriff's deputies have been placed on leave. Three have resigned, but not because of Brown's death. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Radio Lock Talk.
Radio Lock Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Lock Talk.
Yeah, we're up to date all the time in Radio Law Talk. We're about ready to talk about the world's largest divorce case. Denise Dirks is a family law attorney in California. Todd Cuden is a former prosecutor of DA's office, Tennessee and California, and he's got his own criminal law practice. I'm a personal injury lawyer in California and in Washington, D.C. And we are up to date in everything, and we've got to talk about this huge, huge divorce case. But before we do that, we were talking about vaccinations the last few hours, and Denise just sent me a CNN business report that just came out talking about once you survive this COVID pandemic and you get your shot, right? You get vaccinated. What do you get? You get a Krispy Kreme donut. You can get a Junior free. Cheesecake free. Nathan's hot dog. If you visit a Nathan's famous hot dog on Coney Island, your vaccination card, you show them, you get a free hot dog. Staples and Office Depot will give you something free. You get a free glazed donut. I'm getting vaccinated right now so I can get a free glazed donut.
I got a card. I just don't carry it with me. Now I know you get a free donut. That's
donut,
all it changes.
Junior Cheesecake at some restaurants. You also get a White Castle. You can get a little burger, I guess, only between April 22nd and 31st. And tell me, look, this is capitalism at its best. You dare try to tell me they're being good to, they're going to support. No, they're not. They're trying to get you in their business. Come on, this is capitalism.
Good for them.
Good for them, and I'm happy for them. But it's like, they're so nice.
You know what it is. The vaccinations just lead to addiction, food addictions.
There you go.
Somewhere out there, Homer Simpson is saying, vaccinations, COVID.
I've got three vaccination cards here. I get three donuts.
Well, that is happening. There are counterfeit vax cards and actually counterfeit vaccination serums being put out there.
Oh, wow.
countries. Oh. So, I mean, you got to be careful of that.
Especially when he goes, Guido, hey, come on over here. I got the vaccination for you. $5.
In my trunk.
Yeah.
In my car.
If you go to one of these Botox parties and they say they can vaccinate you as well, I would peel the onion on that.
Well, ask more questions.
Yes, I would ask. I would ask a little bit.
Go ahead, Denise.
So, you know, I'm going to tell you all a story.
I've got one.
And it involves Farkad, Timur, and Tatiana. And this family, they're known as the Akhmedovs, and they had a divorce. So first Tatiana got a judgment. Yes.
Don't you need some music to this?
I feel like there's a story.
Come on, we got to have some kind of music on. Just throw a little bit of music on while she's talking. Go ahead, keep going.
We'll find something. Yeah.
Keep going, Denise.
So Tatiana got, in 2016, she got 41.5% share of her husband's fortune, which was... £415 million. So we're talking like a lot of money.
415, like
oh, money. He didn't divorce her because she gained weight. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was a little off on that one.
English pounds.
All right, she got how much?
£453 million.
Wow, that means you got. Todd, you got to marry the right person.
Right. Well, so he was a billionaire, and what he did to try to avoid enforcement of that judgment is what's really interesting.
All right, our 15 seconds is up, Cal.
Well, I was just playing the theme from the TV show Dallas. I thought maybe that would be
it. Yeah, that works. That works. So there was a super yacht involved, a helicopter, several different mansions, and an extensive art collection. And what did the husband do to avoid the enforcement? He gave it to his son, and his son hid the assets from his mother.
What?
Yes, and so it ended up in court again on the enforcement part of this judgment in a British court, and the son basically admitted because he, quote, had such an incredible bond with his mother, one that was unbreakable. He admitted to what he had done so that his mother then could start to collect on this. And he had to give up his own apartment. He had to give up...
The son.
So mother not only got a judgment against her husband, she ends up getting a judgment against her son.
Oh, man.
So apparently this incredible bond that he had with his mother did not cause him to say, sorry, Dad, you can't hide the assets with me.
That would be wrong.
That's right.
That would be wrong.
Okay.
You can't hide the $400 million with me.
It's underneath this mattress, just some little boxes. son, I'm going to store these under your bed. Is that going to be a problem?
What we're missing is I have an incredible bond with my mother that was negotiated through attorneys that if I admit to this, I will then get a portion of everything I admitted keeping from her.
You know, it's funny. He did have a spokesman. His name was Timur. He was a son. And he did have a spokesman. And he said, although he disagreed with the ruling finding that he had done anything wrong, he would consider it a price worth paying for should it lead to a reasonable settlement between the parents he both loves.
I just crack up over the finding of the court. The court found, and I quote, this is a finding from the judge, found that the son was a dishonest individual who will do anything to assist his father. That's pretty interesting when a judge finds
But he loves his mother.
But you know what? Guess what? They should have probably done the divorce with three people. All right, son gets this, wife and husband get. I don't even know that's only the husband and wife deal. But what does the son end up getting at the end, right?
Nothing. He gets a judgment against him for £75 million.
But the question is,
Schwinn bicycle.
Does he get anything? is he stuck in like a low-end apartment, or is he hanging out on the yacht anymore? That's the question.
He had to give up the One Hyde Park apartment that he had, which is it's like worth £30 million.
Wow. Did mommy give it back to him, do you think?
In this agreement, the parents had agreed to give the child, adult child, mind you, £3,000 a week to live on. That was his
$3,006?
Yeah.
$12,000, like $12,000 a month. I'm sorry, I know this sounds bizarre, people. Yeah. $3,000 a week, that's
it's 20%. At 20%
yeah.
for that, yeah.
Wait, stop.
Oh, wait, not euros.
£3,000.
Okay, I get it. But let's just talk general. I know it's probably worth more European than...
I'm going to find out right now. I'm going to say
round numbers, $12,000 to $15,000 a month. This is a guy, it sounds like a billionaire family with a B, right?
Yes.
that's he's living in the poorhouse. I don't care what people say and say. This is, by the way, this is a first world problem. They nailed that kid to say you only have $15,000 a month.
$4,161.30 per week.
So that's eight.
For a billionaire,
16,
that is nothing.
$16,000 a month. That's that nothing. Kid is living in poverty.
He's starving.
He's starving. You're used to the yacht and the billionaires. Huh? It's like, sorry, we're gonna try the fast food joint today, dear.
Because you wonder, before he lost all the money, heaven forbid he had purchased anything on credit and has monthly payments to make.
Right.
So if he purchased anything that he has to make monthly payments, and now he's only pulling in, what, $16,000 a month on average, but he's leveraged to the hilt, to the tune
of... Yes, he did complain. He said that that was not enough money to live the lifestyle that he was accustomed to.
$180,000 a year for a billionaire who had a $30 million apartment. I wonder what the carrying costs alone would have been just on that apartment. Probably
no,
crazy.
He's living in squalor.
But I'm saying, you know, rent and electricity, a $30 million place, you got servants to pay. I mean, come on, you know?
Well, just, he'll just move in with Mom.
Well, I don't know if Mom's going to... He'll probably move in with Dad, because Dad's going to... Dad's broke. He's only got, what, a billion, probably? What are they... What's his net, the net worth of the family, did it say? Is it a billionaire?
He's an oil tycoon, so yeah, it was it was billions.
Well, let's look it up, billions. Todd. While we're doing this, Todd,
we can figure it out, because if she got 41.5% share of her husband's fortune, then you have to do the rest
close
of
to
that,
a billion,
right?
Close to a billion, about a billion. Oh, just a mere $1 billion, just a mere $1 billion, and
nice.
The kid, the poor kid. I'm feeling sorry for him. Call us, son. If you, what's the son's name? Tamir.
Tamir,
you could call us and see if we can help you out.
I'll take the call. I don't know what I'll do.
800.
I'll clear the lines now. Yeah, I don't know what I'll do.
Clear the lines. 855-529-7234. We'll help you out. We'll give you a little bit.
But we can't give you legal advice. Okay, so if you call, it'll be general.
Yeah.
No, we'll charge him. Come on. Yeah. He's making $16,000 a month.
Yeah. If you want to call us and pay the retainer, look, give me a, we can't do the buck. Give me $1,000. And then I'll talk to you privately on the phone.
The other interesting thing is father gave him 103,000 pounds to invest, and he lost it all.
Shocker.
He lost it all.
What?
Yes.
A billionaire kid?
He lost it all.
Gets $100,000, doesn't know how to invest it? Mm.
Invest in what you know. Okay. Let's see. Champagne.
Ferrari. Rental of the Ferrari.
Now, you're sure these over-the-counter penny stocks are legit? Okay. All right. Just take it all. Put it all in one.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about, believe it or not, the Supreme Court on two important cases with the FTC and about the justices talking about youth who actually commit murder. And then we're going to probably touch on Charlie Rose is compelled to answer some questions. We'll be back.
The last segment of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, and you don't want to miss it. Things get pretty frantic then. You know, very energetic, I guess is the word I would use. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a bit. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, that's down.
Are you serious?
Stop whining.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
What happens when a minor child, let's say age 15, and this is this case that we're going to talk about, basically is involved in a heinous murder of his grandparents? Is just absolutely horrible, but he's age 15.
Yep.
Should he be sentenced for the rest of his life without parole in prison? And the answer is, as of generally speaking, the law is, yes, it's at judge's discretion, looking at a few other issues, and that's where we're going to turn over to Todd Kunin and talk about what the United States Supreme Court just came down with and how this will affect our country.
So the question here is, and the first thing to talk about is, the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution prevents or safeguards against what's called cruel and unusual punishment. And historically, the Supreme Court, for the most part, has ruled that life without the possibility of parole violates the Eighth Amendment for somebody under the age of 18 in nonviolent offenses, in drug offenses, anything less than murder. Okay, life without the possibility of parole, the court has ruled, is, look, that is not appropriate. In this case here, you have the case that happened in the early 2000s, I want to say it's like 2002 or 2004, individual murdered his grandfather. And we won't get into the facts, although there's one fact that's kind of interesting. When he was finally found at the diner by a sheriff's officer, the sheriff's officer goes up to him, and it was a death by stabbing, and he sits down at the booth with the defendant, with the individual, and the sheriff's officer says, hey, Was that the knife that you did it with? And the guy says, no, I got rid of that one. Oops. Okay, so cat's out of the bag there. They got the guy. It was a self-defense, and he was convicted at trial. And he was sentenced to life without parole because in that state, it was Mississippi, I believe, that was a mandatory sentence. Yes. It was Mississippi. Yes.
Yes. And I have a question about that.
Okay.
Because one of the things that is weird is, does he spend his life in juvenile detention, or was he treated as an adult for purposes of his sentencing and sent right away to prison?
They usually start out in juvenile detention, and once you reach a certain age, you transfer to adult prison.
Okay.
For that. So mandatory sentencing in Mississippi was life without parole. And so he got life without parole. Well, then along comes the Miller case in 2010. And in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court said, hold on a second. If somebody commits a homicide, it violates the Eighth Amendment if they're sentenced to life without parole because it's a mandatory sentence. You have to give the judge discretion. They don't want to run a situation where a judge says, look, I would give you a determinate sentence, or I would give you that, but the law says I can't. So in Miller, they said, hey, as long as the judge has discretion, it can be life without parole. So this guy was resentenced, sent back to the courts to be resentenced. And the judge listened to everything, and after listening to the entire sentencing hearing, still determined that life without parole was the appropriate sentence. But he had the discretion at this point.
Now, why else is this case unusual, Todd?
Well, it's unusual because you fast forward, there's another appeal, and then we get to this appeal here. And in this appeal, the defendant was trying to argue that, wait a minute, the judge has to make a finding that I was incorrigible and incapable of being rehabilitated because of a case out of 2016 called Montgomery. And the court pointed out, hey, you know, in Montgomery, we specifically said that the trial judge did not have to make an incorrigible finding. So you're arguing something that the case law specifically says is not required. But the unique thing about all of this is you have a court in 2021 analyzing cases from 2010 and 2016. And the unique thing about that is three of the judges weren't even on the court in 2010 and 2016. And they're telling three or four other judges who were on the court, this is what you meant in 2010 and in 2016. And those three judges specifically who dissented said, that's not what we meant.
Right. And now this this decision does fall upon ideological lines, correct?
It does. The liberal, or the judges that leaned to the left were the ones who said, look, this is not appropriate. The judges to the right, they didn't open the door. They didn't say that mandatory, that kids should be sentenced. What they essentially said was, this is what the law has always been. And the appellant's request to further alter the law was denied. That's the way they interpreted it. Said, look, this is the way that it is. Now, they also leave open that a legislature can step in and change this in a heartbeat.
And this really does apply to 15-year-old and over. It's not really applying to, like, some child as young as 13, right?
No, they don't make that distinction. They say they're talking about minors here. In this particular case, it was a 15-year-old. But listen, the reason they don't like mandatory sentences for life without parole is that a judge should be able to consider the age of the defendant as a mitigating circumstance.
Totally agree with that.
And in this case here, the judge considered it and still felt that life without parole was appropriate. And Fred, you didn't lie when you said it was a heinous crime, and this was a nasty crime. But a judge can consider
it. But he's tried as an adult, and he's found guilty, and the judge considered his age in the sentencing.
And given all the circumstances, said, look, I still find that life without parole is appropriate. And so it's going to be a case-by-case basis. And if the legislature doesn't like it, if folks don't like it, the remedy isn't to appeal to the courts to change their decision. The remedy is to go to your legislature, change the law, and remove. It would be very easy if the legislature in Mississippi wanted to say people under the age of 18, although they could be tried as adults, cannot be sentenced to life without parole, regardless of the crime. That would be an easy bill to propose. Whether it would pass is up to the citizens of Mississippi. But the court says we can't step in and tell the states what they can or can't make for law. We can't do it.
And the Supreme Court has done a lot. I mean, they have so much power. They can decide what cases to hear, what cases not to hear. They can decide if they're going to send it back down to the lower level court and to instruct them how to handle the court. They can keep the decisions from the lower courts intact. Or they can go down and say, determine it's moot and throw it out.
Right.
It's really interesting because we really are seeing so much diversity in what our U.S. Supreme Court is currently doing.
Speaking of which, Denise, we're going to talk briefly before we run out of time about this case, about the FTC. There's a guy named Scott Tucker. If you go to the Netflix series Dirty Money, it's about Scott Tucker and his partner Muir, and they were convicted on October 13, 2017, 14 counts after it was a five-week jury trial. Where they're claiming that, and he was sentenced to, by the way, 200 months in prison on January 5th, 2018, for basically their company, violating some lending laws, right? So what happens is the FTC not only get convicted, but the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, comes in and says, now you're convicted, but we're going to require you to pay $1.3 billion that you defrauded customers, and you have to pay them back. Guess what? The FTC does not have that power, according to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came down and said, great, but you don't have the power to now levy money against these people because that's not what the Constitution allows you to do and not what the law allows you to do. And basically said, too bad, you cannot, without some extreme ways of doing it, and we don't have time to get into it, like going through the legislature, you cannot now levy these big fines. Don't forget the FTC is trying to go against some, social media companies and stuff like that, and now they're going to have a difficult time finding them.
But even the court on this said, we aren't saying that the legislature, the Congress, can't step in and pass a law that grants you that authority. We're just saying that under the law as it stands right now, you don't have it. So look for that legislation to be proposed.
That's huge, though.
Yes.
That's huge.
Isn't the power just limited? They can't collect monetary awards, but they still can act as a policing force.
True, but they cannot go make them pay money.
So they can get an injunction as to the action, but they cannot levy a fine and get restitution
that's
based upon
huge,
that.
By the way.
Yes,
that's huge, because that shows how many billions of dollars, 12, just in 2016, $12 billion they levied against people. All right, quick takes time, isn't it, Cal?
Yes, it is time for quick takes right now. Who wants to go first?
Fred,
go first.
All right, proof of a vaccine to show up to sporting events may be something in the future. Remember, three things, HIPAA, ADA, Constitution. Supreme Court's going to be hearing about this in the future.
Denise.
Yes, we know that divorce always impacts your children, but we didn't really think it impacted the adult children, except when they get a judgment against them for helping to cheat one parent out of the judgment for the other.
That was nasty on his side. Mr. Kunin, what's your quick take?
I fully support companies that make adult underwear and Depends garments as long as they don't merge with Victoria's Secret.
Oh, that's the best one. We'll see you next week. This is Fred Penny, Cal Hunter, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin with Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.